If you're not in the business of oil, getting it out of the ground might seem pretty straightforward. Just drill down to where the oil is and let it shoot to the surface, then sit back and start collecting millions of dollars for it. The reality is far different. You can see it in places like Bryan College Station. Just north of the Texas A&M campus are oil and gas fields. Drilling is picking up here. You see lots of newly completed oil wells with their pump jacks bobbing up and down. At a truck stop, Tony Tyrone was gassing up his tanker rig after a day out in the fields.
We haul mud, oil-based mud.
Is that what comes up out of the...
Goes into the ground.
He's explaining the drilling process. Tanker trucks full of chemical solutions, some of it called mud because it's mixed with clay, is circulated down and back out of the well as the hole is drilled. Sometimes acids are injected to help eat away rock to make it easier for the oil or natural gas to escape. The quantities of chemical solutions used are enormous. It's almost like a chemical plant, but where much of the activity is happening over a mile underground. We asked Tad Patzik to help explain it.
It requires train loads of sand, train loads of water, hundreds of truck trips.
He's head of petroleum engineering at the University of Texas. We wanted to know more about all those chemicals, including the widely used hydrochloric acid.
Human injuries, that would be the main danger of such a job.
Like rig workers or truck drivers handling the acid above ground. Because Patzik, as well as spokespeople for the industry, all told us there is little danger to people or the environment once the acid is injected because it reacts with rocks and becomes neutralized.
You know, there's little danger of acid spilling anywhere underground and doing some permanent damage to an aquifer.
Nonetheless, the drilling industry has had its concerns. In articles we reviewed that were written by industry researchers over the last 7 years, there was a push to find alternatives to chemicals like hydrochloric acid. One paper called the acid, quote, difficult to handle safely. Another paper said alternatives were needed that would be less toxic to mammals and aquatic organisms. Alternative chemicals do exist. There's specialized acids that are reportedly safer and far less toxic, but they are far more expensive, from 3 to 10 times more expensive, according to the industry. So their actual use appears limited. And in some places, the commonly used hydrochloric acid has recently been a target of state regulators. In Pennsylvania, where there's been a dramatic surge in drilling for natural gas, the state's Department of Environmental Protection investigated Halliburton Energy Services, based in Houston. The department said it found that Halliburton had been transporting waste hydrochloric acid from well sites without using licensed hazardous waste transporters or disposal sites. While it said neither people nor the environment got hurt, Pennsylvania announced earlier this week it reached an agreement with Halliburton in which the company will pay a fine of $1.8 million. Halliburton told State Impact is working with Pennsylvania regulators to ensure that the company's work there is environmentally friendly. In Texas, where the number of wells being drilled dwarfs Pennsylvania and every other state, data on how much acid is being used and where is not tracked by the state. Likewise, the agency that enforces rules for transporting and disposing acid from drilling, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, said it doesn't categorize data by the kind of waste disposed, so it couldn't say whether it's taken any enforcement action, like what happened in Pennsylvania. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.